I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us this week. And hey, Nolan, we're in the last week of the season. It's been everything that we wanted, from the World Baseball Classic way back last March to where we are now and what the Phillies got in last night to the wild card. But the American League is still up in air, other than for slotting number 5 and 6. It's a big weekend. Seattle with a big win over the Houston Astros last night in their game. Texas loses. AL West is a juggernaut still. So lots to talk about, Dirtbags, from individual highlights to season enders for obviously like Wainwright, Miggy Cabrera and stuff like that. But just what a tremendous season we've had so far. And just like every week this season, Nolan and I can't wait to get after it with you here tonight. And we're excited about it. So, but of course, before we get there, we do have to give our shout out to the our sponsors and our trusted and valued hitting training aid when we're getting hands on with that type of stuff. The Rip Grip Pro training aid for hitters. Get you in the zone early, get you through the zone on the outside, the middle, the inside. If you want to find out some more information on it, you know, check them out, ripgrippro.com. It's got to be a part of your training aid for sure. You're looking for quality things. You're looking for things that make a difference. This is a product and a training aid that make a difference. So, and of course, as always, the rope trainer, you can go right to our website at baseballnation.com. Find out more about that right there from John Smoltz. You want to talk to me personally about it, what it can do for you, your son, your daughter, you as a player, your team, if you're a coach out there listening, by all means, reach out to me and you can get in touch with me, as you know, on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or email me if you want to do that as well. Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. So doesn't matter how you get reaching out to me, do it. Let's get discussing it so you understand exactly how it can make a difference in your day-to-day throwing, arm health, training, the whole package. So like I said at the top, we're excited about tonight. Why shouldn't we be excited? You should be excited. So much to still play for over these last 5 days. It's incredible. 6 days and before we even get to the playoffs. So we're going to be right back here after the break. Get settled in. Get that favorite drink. Wherever you listen to us, be ready because we're going to get after it.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist. Available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about. Get us rolling.
Yeah, so just to start out this one, this is news that I honestly didn't know about, but Tito Francona apparently has announced that this will be basically his final season. He has not officially announced that he is retiring, but basically everything that he has indicated and said makes it seem like this is all but done. Pretty much the way that he worded it was just along the lines of, hey, listen, I'm not trying to make this final home weekend about myself. I'm trying to make it about the players, let them compete, let them try to go out there and get wins. So, I mean, obviously he's a guy who's had, well, tons of success basically wherever he's gone, outside of the Philadelphia Phillies in his first managerial stint. But yeah, you're looking at it, a guy with Boston who, I mean, obviously the writing was on the wall there. He won two World Series, helped end the curse, obviously, back in 2004, and then won it again in 2007, then comes up to Cleveland, did what he did in Cleveland, finishes his career up with 1,948 career wins to 1,670 losses. So good enough for a .538 winning percentage. Obviously, I mean, he's still got, what, I guess five games left for the regular season. So, or four games left for the regular season. So obviously those stats will kind of change throughout. But I mean, either way, what an unbelievable career. One day going to be a Hall of Famer. I think that's a safe bet. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say about the guy. Obviously, yeah, I mean, he was one of one, and players everywhere that he went respected the heck out of him.
Yeah, you hate to see guys like that have to exit the game at whatever age they are or whatever. But, I mean, I think pretty much before even most of his tenure with Cleveland, unfortunately, there's been health issues and stuff like that. He's made it through. But, obviously, it just we can't even imagine how really daunting being a manager of a professional baseball team really, really, truly is. And to do it for the career that he has, the length of it, like you said, Nolan, to be right on that threshold of the Hall of Fame, if he's not going to make it in, I don't know. That's a debate for another day. But at the end of the day, the accomplishments that he's had, a player's manager, hats off to you, man. Hats off to you for sure. Does Cleveland really look at maybe Sandy Alomar Jr. as the replacement? Does Sandy Alomar Jr. finally get that job? And I know we'll be talking about it in the offseason, I'm sure, but I'd just like to start it now and get your thoughts on that, Nolan.
I think he's got to get the first kick at the can with that one. Obviously, he's a guy that's filled in for Terry in the past when Terry has missed due to health complications, whatnot. Obviously, the Alomar name is synonymous, I'd say, pretty much in Cleveland at this point in time, with them being around there for, what, nearly four generations or something like that between him and his father. Like, to me, it's the most logical move going forward is to just bring in Sandy. That way they can keep the continuity of what Tito's already established there with Cleveland, keeps most of the guys ready and rolling all at the same time. And then that way they don't have to deal with a new manager coming in that no one on the team knows about. Obviously, upper management has already had experience with Sandy as well. So to me, it's a no-brainer. But unfortunately, that's not the way that the Major League teams seem to work out when it comes to the hiring process. So it'll be interesting. Like I said, though, to me, he's got to be top choice for the Cleveland Guardians going forward.
Yeah, I would certainly hope so. So, yeah, carry on, man. I know you got so much more.
Yeah, so the next one, obviously, it sounds like Adam Wainwright is throwing his final pitch for the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously, gets win number 200. Basically said, he was like, yeah, it felt like Kevin Costner in For the Love of the Game. Pretty much, I just needed one more pitch. Just one more pitch. He said that he wanted to finish his career with one good curveball coming down on top and getting that final out. Obviously, got Josh Donaldson to pop out, future Cardinals Hall of Famer. Don't know about Major League Hall of Famer, like we talked about a couple weeks ago on that podcast. Possibly going to be the last 200-win pitcher of, I mean, I'm not going to say of all time, but that's the way that baseball is trending right now. So, I mean, either way, very appreciative that we got to see that guy all the way throughout his career rocking the Cardinals red.
And if you're a Cardinals fan, I think I heard or read somewhere yesterday where he's going to be singing on closing day as well, I heard.
Yeah, he's got the final weekend series. He's going to be doing a concert out on the field. So, I mean, that's something that the Cardinals fans can look forward to as well.
How cool is that? Great way to wrap it all up. Good for him. Good for him. Cardinals fans, make sure you're watching, and I know you will be.
Then, yeah, I just want to talk about Blake Snell here quickly, right? So, I mean, I think just based on the past couple of starts that he's had, I can't see there being any way, shape, or form that anybody else in the National League is going to even get a first-place vote for the NL Cy Young. Like, over his past 23 starts, okay, listen to this, Kirk. This is absolute insanity. He has a 1-2 ERA, right? Only other pitchers with an ERA that low in a single season 23-start span since earned runs official, wow, that's weird. Since earned runs officially became a stat in both leagues in 1913, you have Bob Gibson in 1968, Glover Alexander in 1915, Walter Johnson in 1914, Dutch Leonard in 1914. That's it. Obviously, everybody knows Bob Gibson. He was the man that he did force MLB to lower the mounds because he was so dominant in 1968. Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing Blake Snell doing it in 2023.
Yeah, it's hats off. What else do you say? Hats off. I know you could tongue-in-cheek it a little bit if you wanted to, Dirtbags, with it being his contract year and stuff like that. But who cares whether it is or not? I mean, hats off. That is an incredible run. It's just disappointing that the Padres weren't able to put what everybody expected around them in a season. So, you know, I know they're not done, but they're right on the brink pretty much or whatever. But yeah, what a season for that guy to just stop and think about that for a second, Dirtbags. 23 games, you said, right, Nolan?
Yeah.
And a 1-2-3?
1-2-0.
1-2-0. You can't even, and yet that's against the best players in the world.
Especially in today's day. Like, yeah. You got hitters from all over the world. There's no excuses you can make for trying to say, hey, this guy didn't face such and such. Like, he went up against the best and diced them. That being said, he walked about 90,000 people. But it still didn't come back to hurt him, obviously.
Well, that was it, right? I mean, you know you're having a good season mentally when you can walk over 100 players and still have that kind of domination, get a ground ball double play with the next pitch, pick and choose. You know what? I'm not going to throw to Pete Alonso here. I'm just pulling Pete Alonso up as an example or whatever. And I mean, his average hasn't been very good this year and that, but it's just an example, right? I'm not going to pitch to him. I'm going to go to the next guy in the lineup. You know, that's incredible that you have that type of confidence as a pitcher at the MLB level, the elite of the elite. And you can do that whenever you want. To have a season like that, wow. His stats, when you dig deeper, if you want to take the time, Dirtbags, and really look into it, his peripherals and everything else with this season, it's really mind-boggling. It's so much more than 23 games in a 1-2-0 ERA. Like, I don't know, man. Obviously, we're going to be talking about him in the offseason, too, because I assume he's going to take a long time to be able to sign with somebody, I would think. Because he's going to hold out for the best money possible, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, he's got to. I mean, let's be honest. That guy, obviously, it's his contract year. He cashed in. He did exactly what he needed to. He's going to get good bank wherever he goes. And yeah, I mean, if he's smart, he's waiting until basically that team comes and asks him, how much is it going to take to sign you? Because yeah, he doesn't need to just jump at the first offer that's thrown in his face. I can tell you that much. Now, one other guy I want to talk about quick here in this first one, Spencer Strider, right? Most Ks ever in his first 50 starts. He's about to become the fastest pitcher in MLB history to 500 Ks. He's got 435 right now through 50 MLB starts. Dude's just incredible. Right, like he'll be right up there in the NL Cy Young balloting, in probably next year, definitely in a couple of years, especially if he continues on this trajectory. But my goodness, man, watching those two go to work every 5 days, it really is impressive. Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter. If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, I think we got to kick it off with the Phillies. They got in last night in the NL. They clinched their wild card spot. They're going to host. Pretty good looking team right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. The Phillies all year long, everybody expected them to make the playoffs. Nobody expected Bryce Harper to come back as quick as he did, obviously, to start out the year. But even that, though, too, like you're looking at it, peripheral, like you said in the first segment, is funny when you're breaking down Aaron Nola. Because Aaron Nola, statistically, this season has had one of his worst seasons. But for that guy to come into the playoffs, like he has done in the past couple years, if he rolls it through like he has in the past in the postseason, man, that's going to be the toughest 1-2 punch, in my opinion, in the National League. Yes, I get the Max Fried, Spencer Strider argument. But you got to go up against Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, and that offense, don't get me wrong, that offense isn't as potent as the Atlanta Braves offense, but it's damn near close, especially with the way that Trey Turner's been since August 1st. Nick Castellanos, I still don't believe, has made an error this year, which would make him the only player that has played enough innings eligible to not have an error this season. I might be mistaken on that. He might have made an error once, but last time I checked, which was a couple weeks ago, he hadn't made an error still. Like, that's why I'm saying, man, the Phillies are just a dark horse team. And especially if Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler continue their postseason success that they've had, especially with the way that that bullpen is set up, man, that's a team that could make another run to the series.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was just talking to somebody here today about that. And you know, is there a team like the Phillies last year and stuff that can, that, like you just said, that dark horse? I really do think it is them. I mean, obviously, you put everything aside and it runs around and through Bryce Harper still. Whether you like it or you don't like it, he's the energy. He's the engine. You saw it when he came back and they were kind of middle of the road, a little bit below average early on. And then they just got the momentum rolling. Everything kind of got going. That's a good team. That is still a good team that the Dodgers and the Braves, exactly. You got to pay attention to them because they're capable of it. I mean, Castellanos has been hitting a ton lately and stuff. They're just deep. They're balanced. They got Lorenzen, I think, going out of the bullpen now or whatever, and that mix up a little bit of the speeds from the starters to those good relievers. That's a lot of balance. That's a good team. I like them in the NL. I really do. I just think they're playing really good baseball. I'm not closing my eyes to what the Braves are doing and still continuing to do and stuff. And even the Dodgers, I mean, they just quietly go about their business and get it done. But boy, I don't know, man. They talk about Milwaukee with that great three-horse pitching staff of theirs. And it is. It's a phenomenal pitching staff, but their offense just hasn't got really clicking for me in the NL. So I like the Phillies. I really like the Phillies, like you said, Nolan. I believe in the Phillies. I believe in their energy. That home crowd, there's something different about that home crowd in Philadelphia, and I think they're even hungrier now because they tasted it last year. They lost it, you know, at the end of the day. But I don't know. I feel really good about those Phillies. No question about it, man.
Well, like you said about the Brewers, right? I want to see the Brewers actually have sustained success in the playoffs before I have confidence in them. It's honestly the same as the Toronto Blue Jays to me in the American League. Like, do I believe the Jays will get into the playoffs? Yes, just because of the current Houston-Seattle situation, like their series, and then Seattle playing Texas immediately afterwards, right? Like, they got the toughest schedule left to get into the playoffs. Milwaukee's already in it. Milwaukee, though, just they don't scare me in the playoffs. Toronto, I think, yeah, they're going to get into the playoffs. And if they win a game, I'll be surprised. Because Toronto has not had that sustained success in the playoffs. Like last year, they got rolled over by Seattle easily in the playoffs. And Seattle was coming to Toronto. This year, Toronto's got to go on the road, right? Milwaukee, obviously, they're going to be hosting whoever ends up as the sixth seed. Right now, it's Chicago by half a game over Miami. And then a game and a half over Cincinnati. So, I mean, that's probably going to be the way that it breaks down is either Chicago or Miami, in my opinion. But, I mean, honestly, any of those three teams could get in. with how close they are, right? So I'm still just looking at it, and I'm like, Milwaukee should win that first series against whoever they play against, but I can't see them winning in the NLDS. Like, they'd go up against the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers would steamroll. And that's no disrespect. Like you said, they got a fantastic three pitchers. Like, Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns, Freddy Peralta, I have complete faith in you. That offense just never scared me at any point throughout the year.
No. And you know what? I mean, Arizona's playing great ball right now, too, and stuff like that. I realize you're looking at Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, and but their offense could go through Milwaukee, I think, right now. They're just playing some good baseball. I hate to say it. I think it's maybe that first year getting back into the playoffs for them, but I'm not counting them out that they couldn't win that series either or whatever. That's who they end up locking up against is Milwaukee. Again, you don't know yet until the final game. They got to go into Houston before it's all said and done, Arizona, and maintain what the fifth position in the NL. And so they could be facing Philadelphia in that first round. And that's a pretty good series and stuff like that. You're going to see two on each side of starters that are good. Like you said, you already touched base on both of them. There's some good series coming up. If it finishes the way it is in the NL, I really like the NL. And I think you hit the nail on the head with the AL. I'm just, you know, you and Braden went down to the Jays game last night against the Yankees. They were shut out 2-0. Like, they just go from kicking it in and rolling to absolutely, well, nothing.
Well, here's
with that offense.
Here was the biggest turning point of last night's game, right, between the Jays and the Yankees. We go down, we're watching it. Michael King starting for the Yankees, Kevin Gausman starting for the Jays. Michael Young falls behind 3-0 on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., right? Bases loaded, 2-0. Falls behind him, 3-0. Takes a pitch, sure, whatever. We get that. I think he threw at that point 7 straight balls. Like, he walked Bo on 4 straight before him. Comes up Vladdy, boom, 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 7 straight. Okay, you take a strike, boom. That's what you're supposed to. Now you're in a 3-1 count. Takes that pitch. Now you're in a 3-2 count. Takes that pitch. Sure, they were borderline. You got the bases loaded. You're the three hitter. You're the dude that's supposed to impose his will on this opposing team. You're supposed to be the guy screaming, "This is my city," at the top of your lungs. And you're going to sit there and strike out looking with the bases loaded and 2 out. Like, at least take the damn bat off your shoulder. Foul it off, man. I get that it's not the greatest pitch in the world, but still, it's too close to be taken in that situation. You're just sitting there like, dude, all the air in the stadium just left. And this is the way that the Toronto Blue Jays are. It's hands down got to be the most frustrating team I've ever seen. Period. Like, yeah, I get that there's other teams that are frustrating, but like, the Jays came in and basically unanimously across the board, people were saying, yeah, this is a World Series caliber team for the American League. Yeah, this is a team that should run the AL East. Yeah, this is a team that should run the AL, honestly, in my opinion. And I'm looking at their starting staff absolutely pitched great throughout the regular season. Like, you have 4 guys sub-4 ERA.
Well, Jordan Romano blew the save in Tampa Bay. And then all of a sudden he gave up the 2-run shot last night, too. So he's at back-to-back, you know, not what you want to see. Yeah, exactly right. I realize you see Jordan Hicks and different things like that or whatever and that, and you got that option. And I think realistically, you can say all you want to say or whatever and that, you know, Romano's your man, but you get back into those playoffs, you got to play to win, because each time they've been in them in the last, 2-3 years, it has just been non-existent. Bing, 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 you're gone. See you later. Pack the bags and you're going home. And I think you hit the nail on the head right there. Vladimir Guerrero is your guy. Bases loaded, strikeout. Air out of the stadium. And I think not only out of the stadium, out of that clubhouse, out of that dugout, right there. And obviously it was 2-0 at the end of the day. You lose that game. That's a game that you need to win. You need to win to seal it right now. Because Tampa Bay, you played great down in Tampa Bay. You took 2 out of 3, but Tampa Bay is playing for first still against the Orioles. And you can bet they're coming in there. If there's a chance for them to get first, they're going all in. Kevin Cash isn't going to sell it short.
Yeah, I mean, like, The thing that just absolutely infuriates you as a fan, right? And obviously I'm a Cardinals fan, but Toronto's the closest team to us, so we're going to go and watch the games. There is nothing worse than seeing a game where there are opportunities for your team to do stuff offensively and they just fall flat on their face constantly. And that's been the story of the Jays all year. Like you said, the Rays are still trying to compete for first. Toronto walked into Tampa Bay and handed them a couple of good losses. That should have brought back momentum coming home to Toronto against the Yankees, who are obviously done and out of it, playing for nothing. Didn't have Judge in the lineup last night. Obviously, no Jason Dominguez. And they still got steamrolled by a bunch of young kids. I shouldn't say steamrolled, obviously, because it was a 2-0 game and Wells hit the bomb in the ninth. But either way, like, that's what it felt like, was just an absolute butt-whooping by the Yankees on the Jays. Like, Michael King, no disrespect to him. Obviously, he's trying to become a starting pitcher now. That dude's been a career-long reliever, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's hats off to that guy to be able to go out there and pitch the way he has all year with the lack of run support that he's had.
Yeah.
And be professional about it the whole time. If there's been anything to said, it's in the clubhouse. You never heard about it. You know, they got the pieces. They just, I don't know what it is. We've talked about it so much, but it's going to be tough because, like you just said, to go into Tampa, a place that they historically have done horrible at, and win 2 out of 3 finally, that was a kickstart into this homestand to finish up this season, go into the playoffs, and just keep rolling. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions in a second.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select 2 or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, BYLINE, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. New NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about new NexGard Plus chews.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. Nolan, good one in from the Florida region. Obviously, a little uncertainty with this question and stuff like that, excitement around it and stuff like that. But we didn't talk about it last week. They wanted us to talk about it a little bit this week. Thoughts on the new stadium deal, the development program or project for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, I hope they build the roof lower. That's all that I hope for. You build the roof as low as possible so that way it forces guys to just hit line drive home runs. No, in all seriousness, though, I think it is good. Obviously, Tampa Bay, they've had sustained success ever since the turn, basically, of the, well, over the past two decades, pretty much, they've had success. But, no, you're looking at it, right? Tampa Bay, obviously, they've fielded a competitive team year after year. The only knock on them has been their fan base, right? Their fan base has not shown up in droves when they should be showing up. You got a supremely talented team. They do a great job of turning over the roster year after year and still being competitive. I thought that it was a great move. Obviously, the pictures and everything like that that they've drawn up, the AI renderings and whatnot, make the stadium look absolutely sweet. I'm not going to lie. Like, it looks dope. Looks like basically a home plate type idea stadium. And then they got very high roof, obviously. They need to do that because, I mean, let's be honest, the Trop, I don't know what the hell the design of that was. But, no, I love it for the sport at the fact that you just get to keep that team in Tampa Bay. You get to keep that team in the AL East. Sure, I would have loved to have seen a team go up to Nashville or even North Carolina, like Charlotte, let's say, for example. Those two teams, like those two relocations would have made the most sense to me. But Tampa Bay got their deal done. So I feel like as fans, you got to be excited. You got to now start to show up to the stadium to show your support for the team and say, hey, listen, you guys decide to stay with us. We're going to stick with you. We're going to show up. We're going to shout out, and we're going to party hard.
Well, like you said, right, it's almost two decades in that 2008 when they really, really started to be that playoff juggernaut. And what's not to be excited about that organization? What's not to be excited about that team? Like, year after year, they're there. They're there. So, absolutely, it's like you said, it would have been nice to see a new location. But at the end of the day, when you're winning and winning and winning and winning, do everything in your power. They did everything in their power. They got the job done. So good for Tampa Bay. Fingers crossed it works 100% moving forward. And if you're a Tampa Bay fan, you're loving life right now. You're loving the future. You're excited about everything, and you should be excited about everything. So we're going to move on. Baltimore Orioles, Nolan. We've talked about their pitching, but not a lot. This was sent in to us. What do we really think about that pitching staff? Now, obviously, they just got John Means back or whatever, and that looks good early on. We don't know a lot about it, but Gibson, Bradish, Means now. You got Flaherty. What are they looking
at? Minus Flaherty.
Oh, sorry, minus. That's right.
Flaherty is now in the bullpen.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Chalk one up to the Cardinals for winning another trade. How about that?
Yeah.
No, yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. John Means, right, obviously, he's a guy that's had success in the past. Kyle Gibson, I believe, is the only pitcher on that team that has postseason experience. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, I love players with playoff experience. That's always the biggest thing to me. Do I hope Baltimore has some more success? Absolutely, because they are a fantastic and fun team to watch, right? Bunch of young kids, man. They're balling out. You got AL Rookie of the Year front runner in Gunnar Henderson, obviously. You got Adley Rutschman behind the plate, who I've said it numerous times. He's my favorite catcher in baseball. That guy's a stud. He does a great job of commanding the pitching staff. So that's why I'm saying, man, like, I don't have a lot of faith in the Baltimore Orioles just because of the lack of experience. But at the same time, Kyle Bradish, like you said, he's had a fantastic year. John Means coming back off the IL. He has experience. Kyle Gibson, obviously a veteran. Like I said, I believe the only one with playoff experience. It's going to be interesting to see who they go with as a fourth guy. They could do a Grayson Rodriguez type of deal, but even that I'd be a little bit concerned about. just with his innings pitched for the year, considering it's his career high. But he has looked a heck of a lot better after being sent down and called back up this year. So it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, their bullpen is still elite, but it is completely dependent upon the mountain being healthy.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, we got to give a shout-out to them, right? Like a serious shout-out. I know back at the trade deadline, yes, they got Flaherty at that time or whatever, but we were looking for more out of them if they really wanted to go deep into the playoffs. But on the other side, Baltimore fans out there, sending in your questions. Thanks for sending them in. And we need to give a little love your way for sure, because they've gone out and they've done it all year long and they haven't slowed down. They haven't hit a bump in the road. You know, it's at the end of the day, hats off. Great job. Excellent for you. In from Cincinnati, Nolan, Joey Votto. What's our thoughts? Last game with the Reds, does he come back with the Reds? Do they find a way to make it work to finish the career? What's our thoughts?
Yeah, see, that's one that, honestly, to me, I think it totally depends on if the Reds get into the playoffs. If the Reds get into the playoffs, I think Votto retires now. If the Reds miss out on the playoffs, I think Votto comes back for another year. I think no matter what, he's going to play for Cincinnati. I think that would be basically the same as, let's say, Brett Gardner, right? Or case in point, Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina. Guys like that, that had not necessarily the long contracts that Joey Votto had, but their whole career spent with one team. And it was pretty much just like, okay, hey, listen, we're going to sign you to a one-year deal. That's that. The exact same is probably what those guys had. Obviously, Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina, a couple years ago there, it was talked about them joining up with the New York Yankees for one final run. And then both of them just said, nah, we're sticking with St. Louis. But at the same time, Joey Votto, I can't see there being a way how the Cincinnati Reds don't re-sign him to a one-year deal if he is coming back for another season.
Yeah, well thought out. Yeah, you made a good call, I think, on the if they make the playoffs and that, he might retire or whatever and that. You know, it's just great to hear his teammates. I watched the post-game speech by him or talk by him the other day, last one in Cincinnati. Huge shout-out to the crowd. Just a quality guy, quality baseball career, no matter what. You see, he ties in a lot with Miggy Cabrera for me and stuff like that. Just one of those guys whether you really followed along, whether you really like the Cincinnati Reds or not or whatever, and that's impartial. But a guy you're going to root for because he's just quality all the way through. Class all the way through. Went about his business, did his job, had a serious, serious injury last year that I think most of us just can't really appreciate. And to hear his teammates talk about how really hard he worked to be able to make it back on the field and be a part of that clubhouse again, what it's meant to them, what it's meant, a lot of them. I mean, Tyler Stevenson even made a quote, Nolan, that, you know, he watched him growing up. And then what was it, 2015, I think it was, the Reds took him in the first round or whatever. And then to go on and not only watch him as a kid, but to be able to be a teammate of his and the development that he helped on or helped out to him personally and stuff like that. So you love those stories and you just hope. I think it's the right thing. I think everything with Cincinnati, I think they'll make that happen no matter what. He'll be back in red, and he should be back in red. It's one of those stories where he really should be back there. So,
now fingers crossed. Here's a question for you, Kirk, right? So this is obviously sticking with the Joey Votto theme. Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't know if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. It might take him 4 or 5. And I think a part of it is just because of what the present day of the voting is and where he sits. That's where my gut's leading to. So do I think he's a Hall of Famer? I do think he's a Hall of Famer and stuff.
So basically you're saying he's Todd Helton.
I think so.
Of this generation. I think so.
I think he deserves to be there. For me personally, obviously, he's a Canadian, we're Canadian, stuff like that, but that's irrelevant. It really is, truly, Dirtbags. I just think he's had that type of career where you look at what he's done year after year after year. Man, just the consistency. They talk about the consistency as well in Hall of Famers, right? And he's one of those guys, doubles, home runs for a while there and that, but batting average, runners in scoring position, defensively, playing the amount of games that he played every year. For me, he needs to be there. He needs to be there. It's for me to represent for the future baseball players out there to watch and aspire to be.
On-base percentage led the National League 7 out of his 17 years, if he calls it a career. Right? You think about that, man. That's incredible. And that is no disrespect to him. Everybody always wanted to knock on the fact that he walked too much. Yeah, newsflash, no one else on the team could hit. Why would I pitch to your best hitter when no one else on the team can do the things that he does? At least he gets on base to set up the guy behind him to possibly drive him in. Like, that's the way that I look at it, man. To me, no doubt. In my mind, no doubt he's a Hall of Famer. Like you said, I don't believe it's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer just because the stats weren't there significant enough. But is he a Hall of Famer? Exactly like Todd Helton. That's why I made the comparison. I think 4 to 5 years, like you said, he's got to be in. No doubt about it in my head. The people that say he's Hall of very good, they watched 3 games of Joey Votto in their career and just looked at his stats. Like, he's got the MVP, he's got the gold gloves, he's got the silver sluggers. The only thing that he doesn't have is that World Series on his ring. That's the only knock against Joey Votto, man. That's what I'm saying. To me, no doubt.
And they're a small market team, so they weren't able to get there all the time, right? You can make that excuse or whatever it is, but it's reality. It's reality. So, absolutely. For me, he's in. For me, he's in. Last question, Nolan. Mr. George Kirby quit 2 weeks ago. Goes out and throws 6 scoreless against the Astros. Snapped the 4-game losing streak for the Mariners in a must-win situation. Did he get the wake-up call? Did he listen? Or did he even care? I don't know. But he went out and shoved for 6 scoreless innings last night.
Well, let me tell you this, too. This is funny that you brought up George Kirby and didn't bring up the baseball getting thrown at him by the fans. You can tell that that's a wake-up call. Saying, hey, dude, your butt is on the line here. You made that remark. You got to eat it. We're diehard Seattle fans. We're here to show up and show out for our team. And you're going to drop some BS comment like that? Saying you're a quitter, basically? Like, yeah, dude, the fans want to win. They want to get back to the postseason. You forget that the Mariners hadn't been to the postseason for 22 years prior to last year.
Yep.
That's a team that's hungry to get back into the postseason. They needed that win yesterday. They need to come out and they need to sweep in that final series. Just to get in. Just to get into the playoffs. That's it, man. I don't blame that fan. Honestly, I don't. I'd be pissed too at that comment. Now, that being said, I wouldn't hit him with the baseball that was thrown onto the field. I would throw it in their direction, but not actually physically hit my pitcher as a home fan. That's a little bit insane. But I get it, though. I get it. So, no, that was the start that George Kirby needed.
Hey, you pay the admission, you got the right to do it, right? So that's the reality of it. So, Dirtbags, thanks for sending your curtain call questions. As always, continue to do that. We love it. We live it. We breathe it. It's a huge part of the show. So we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, by the next time you guys hear us, postseason will have started. Postseason obviously starts on Tuesday. So right now, you got the Philadelphia Phillies facing whoever finishes as the second wild card, which is Arizona currently. And then you got Milwaukee facing whoever finishes third in the wild card, which currently is the Chicago Cubs. That obviously will be an interesting final series. Then American League, you got what should be Minnesota facing whoever finishes third in the wild card. And then you have basically whoever between Tampa Bay and whoever finishes second for that other wild card. So
yeah,
that's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. Yeah, like, yeah, right now it's Tampa Bay, Toronto, obviously in Tampa Bay. And then it'll be Minnesota, Houston in Minnesota. So the way that that series works, for those that don't know or don't remember from last year, the home team hosts all three games, if necessary. Best of three.
Yeah, and I'm going to piggyback onto that, Nolan. Dirtbags, thank you so much for listening and this year and that. And I'm doing my final remote podcast with Nolan from France. I return home tomorrow. So we're excited to be both back in the studio back home next week for the podcast and the playoffs and just everything that it's going to bring like it does every October. We're excited about it. So we're looking forward to it. Until we get there, we thank you so much for being a part of the nation, listening to the show. Continue. Please share wherever you are out there in the world listening to us. We live it. We breathe it. We die it with you and for you. We can't do it without you. So be sure, if you want merchandise from us or you want the rope trainer, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You have questions for us. You have curtain call questions you want answered. You want training advice, you want anything and everything from us, reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Contact me directly, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We will talk all day, every day about this great and amazing game of baseball. So that's what we all live for. That's, and what a season it's been. Go out there, have a fantastic week.
do everything in your power as a player, a coach, a parent to have fun. Love this game. Don't play the game. Love this game with everything you have. So, unfortunately, Dirtbags, it is time to get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.